From the U.S. Meat Export Federation Spring Conference in San Antonio, President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said one of the biggest benefits of the meeting for USMEF members is that they got to meet face-to-face with key U.S. trade officials and a full complement of USMEF international staff, many of whom hadn't been able to travel to a USMEF conference since 2019.
We had very good representation from USDA and Dr. Callahan from USTR. She's a key person in the ag negotiation area. To have those folks sit and listen to our members, especially our exporter members doing the day-to-day business, that's the benefit of a meeting like this, because finally we're back together in person and having those discussions really makes it worth the time. And we have a good representation of international staff at this meeting. It's a good opportunity to tell our story straight from the market.
In a session focused on U.S.-China trade relations, Terry Branstad, former U.S. ambassador to China, praised the gains achieved in the Phase 1 economic and trade agreement, but he's less than confident there will be a Phase 2.
Very long and difficult negotiations that finally led to the Phase 1 trade agreement. My respect for Ambassador Lighthizer grew through the process. He really worked hard to build a personal relationship with the chief negotiator on the Chinese side, Liu He, who does have Xi Jinping's ear. That was critically important, and it was successful. Probably one of the most significant accomplishments of my time in China was we finally got a trade agreement that provided more fairness and reciprocity. Bottom line is China has purchased a record amount of beef, pork, corn, and soybeans. You mentioned Phase 2. That's going to be the hardest part because the Chinese government loves to subsidize their state-owned enterprises. That's market distorting, and it's something we wanted to address. And frankly, that's what didn't get done in the Phase 1 agreement, and I think will be difficult to do. The Biden administration hasn't really shown any appetite for going after it.
For more, please visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.